Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Say Kid Assets. I said what I motherfucking said, bitch. Welcome back to another episode of I Said What I Said. Featuring your host, Say Kid Asset. Hi, how are you? You know, I don't even know. And I usually have no plans. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to talk about, but that intro gave me life, so. Yes, people, yes, I've been gone from your ears, or ear, because I only think there's actually, I only have like one habitual listener, and I think they only have one ear. So I know your listening ear has been messing me, and wanting me, and craving me, and trying to figure out where the fuck this nigga been at. For the past upteenth weeks. Well, see what had happened was, you know, you may not feel like it's public indecency, but the police sure do feel like it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't be around like carnivals or like public schools or, no, I'm kidding. So I was having a situation, and it sort of like blocked me mentally to where I was just shutting down and I really wasn't doing much. Not that I couldn't. Well, actually, yeah, I felt like I couldn't. So here's the situation. So I had a friend who had fallen on hard times and needed a place to stay, which I was like, okay, cool. At this point, living with so many people, like I first had my first apartment when I was like 19 going on 20, and then I haven't had like my own since then. So then I had it for like the year of 20, and then I left, I was still 20. So like for the last 8 to 9 years, I've just been dealing with living with other people. And so this would be the only situation where it makes sense for somebody to come stay with me. Like a real tried and true friend who I know is a friend, if they needed a place to stay, then that's a no-brainer to me. Or if I had fallen on hard times and I needed to pay rent, then that's a no-brainer for me. But I'm not looking or seeking to have roommates. You know, my last roommate situation, like, if I had actually published those episodes, you would understand. You would see that that's not where it's at. Not at all. So, yeah, and plus, I don't know. You just grow out of things. People used to be my main focus. I love people. I love putting everything into people. But then realizing how much of a disaster that always turns out to be, you can only put in yourself. People are annoying. Fuck people. I don't want people around me. Like, let's have a date and a time. And, you know, like a birthday party or a planned hangout. And let me enjoy you for a few hours and then leave before I actually get annoyed. Like, leave before I realize that I'm actually, you know, with people. Let me leave before it sinks in that I've just been around people. I like those. I'm no motherfucking... But since... And this was actually a particular friend who I know really well. So it was just... It was no-brainer. I would have no qualms. I would not care. It's just... You know, it is what it is. Here's the gotcha, though. I'm drinking water. All right, here's the gotcha. Let me put this on me before something I don't want. It starts playing. A couple of days later, their significant other shows up. And, like, there was no conversation. There was nothing. I just overheard on the phone, and I was like, so what's happening here? Like, are they coming to visit you for a few days? You know, I'm cool with that every few days, you know? But, no, they were coming to stay here, too. And I didn't know them that well. I only met them a couple of times, but like actually living with them after about the second week, I was like, this isn't really gonna work out. Nothing towards my friend. And the person didn't even really do anything towards me. It was just certain, you know, you see how people move. And so I was just realizing and noticing how this person moved. And I was just like, okay, well then if you could do this to people you know very well, then I'm no different. And I'm not about to get got. I'm not even about to put myself in a situation or have the potential to get, like, no. So I'm still trying to hold it in for my friend, for the sake of my friend. And then they left for a few days, and then once they were gone, I realized how much I was, like, shutting down, because for me, if something aligns within my body, within my mind and my gut and my spiritual, and it says one thing and I'm don't do it, then I just shut down. Like, I completely, I'm not myself. That's why I take such a strong stance on certain things. I remember I left my job in October because I was going back and forth with my manager because I knew they weren't going to be following proper COVID protocol. I just knew it. And I kept going back and forth with them until I was told I would no longer be considered for anything since that's how I was acting. But my safety was my primary concern. So forget considerations. Like, bitch, y'all don't do what y'all supposed to do, and I already know this. So I ended up going in the office for 2 hours. They did not do what they said they were going to do, which was follow proper precautions and protocol according to, like, the CDC and what we have to do. I ended up leaving. I ended up quitting with no future prospects because that's just how much I have to go with my gut. And I know being there, knowing how I felt, I would just, like, mentally, it would just destroy me. So, like, I have to protect my peace and my mindset. That's first and foremost because everything else falls in line when my mind is straight and everything else falls apart when it's not straight. So I left with no prospects, no savings, nothing. Luckily, I was protected. That same manager who I was going back and forth with is the same person that brought COVID into the motherfucking office. Okay? So another thing is, my gut don't lie to me. So my head, my gut in this roommate situation, not towards my friend that I've known for many years, nothing towards them. It was just this person that they brought along. The way my head and my gut was aligning and saying no, no, you know, I realized how strong it felt and how much I was not myself. Like that third week, I just started to shut down. I was not myself. But then they left and it gave me time to think, and it really gave me time to be like, you have to end this. You have to say no. You have to put yourself first. You have to be selfish. You just have to. Forget about everybody else's feelings. You cannot lose this comfy situation that you have set up for yourself that you've worked hard to get. Not over one person. Nope. Nope. It's not even worth it. Would that person do that for you? Huh? What? So I was waiting to have this conversation in person. So, because I feel like that's the best way. Like, I'm talking to you. I'm talking. We're talking. Everything else that's ever happened to me has already happened. I ain't afraid of nothing and nobody. We gonna talk, motherfucker. But I never got that chance. So, like, the third or fourth day when they text me, I was like, well, this is the only time. Since, like, I've been waiting. I don't want you to come here expecting that, you know, you can rest and be comfortable. No. So I just let them know, like, hey, you can get your stuff. Just leave, please. And they were very nice and respectful, and they did just that. And me and my friend, we were just shooting the shit like it was regular. Because I think they knew, too, wasn't towards them. And then I didn't take anything towards their significant other. I didn't call them out the name. I just handled it maturely, and they handled it maturely well, so I have nothing to say. So that's kind of where I've been at. And then after they left, I was all right for like a week or two, and then everything just dropped. Was that part of triggering my, like, depressive episode? Maybe, but I'll take it. But yeah, everything just dropped. So then, yeah, like last week, I was going through it. I was just going through it, and I did not like that feeling. I actually recorded a podcast. I was crying in the podcast. You'll never hear that one. I have hours of content that I would just never share because I believe it's just not that good, or it's just too personal, or both. It's other people sharing their stories, and I don't know if it's too, if they're going to regret it, if it's too personal for them, things like that. Yeah, that's what the fuck I've been at. Just dealing with life and my mental and getting it together. And I'm back in a place where I can attempt this again. I can take a stab at it. I'm also going to be going to therapy, too, because that was not fun. It's not fun. It's like you think everything is fine and normal. And everything is. And then depression just creeps up and, you know, hits you in the motherfucking face. And it's not like, I mean, I'm so depressed. I mean, it's not like the casual, like, people who are depressed know when to use that word and know when to use it correctly. Like, if I'm sad about something, I can tell that I'm just sad and I can just get over it. It's when you actually have something that's like, you can say, oh, I'm upset about this or I'm sad about this. You can, like, let your emotions flow through and then you're over it. Sometimes, yeah, depression is situational, and it can depend on situations, and those situations can take you down. But sometimes, when you have MDD, major depressive disorder, or quote unquote unipolar, which means you don't have the crazy highs, you just are regular and you have the lows. Sometimes there is no rhyme or reason to it. Sometimes you just wake up and your world is just crashing and caving in on you for no fucking reason at all. You get angsty and you get anxious and you get panicky. Like, I had to do something, and it was very simple. It was like I was going to an office to do paperwork. It probably only would have taken 15 or 20 minutes. But, like, the idea of getting ready and getting an Uber and then going there and then talking to people acting like nothing's wrong, like, when you have that type of stress on your head, the anxiety, that sadness, just that panicky feeling in your head, even the most simple things become overbearing to you. And, like, I couldn't do it. Any other day when I'm feeling fine and normal, but that, like, it was just, like, and then I was going to panic about not being able to do it and then being hard on myself, trying to force myself to do it. And then, you know, this last time, since I've been through it so many times, and since it's led me to do things in terms of drugs and in terms of being homeless, since I've felt this way of done all the wrong things, I feel like now I'm at a point where I'm mature enough to handle it better. So this time I was just telling myself in those moments, you know, it will pass. It will pass. It will pass. You're okay. This is just a feeling. It's not going to be here forever. And then another thing that I said to myself, which is just really helpful towards me, is like, I was about to go into like full panic mode. And I was just like, hold up. Wait, just breathe. How about we don't do anything? How about you just don't do nothing? You're feeling this way. You're trying to work yourself up not to feel this way. You're trying to do this, this, and that. How about you just do absolutely fucking nothing? And that's what I did. I did nothing. And I allowed myself to calm down. And then I tried not to do too much to work myself back up to that level. But sometimes, doing nothing and accepting that and leaning in nothingness, it's a beautiful thing. It's like outside of like just being lazy or being unmotivated. It's like, it's just doing nothing so you don't freak out. It's just finding peace and calm and being still, even though everything around you is on fire. It's like clearing your head so you don't add fuel to that fire, so you don't make it worse. So you're like, okay, I know everything is on fire. Let me calm down. Let me find the exit. You know, let me, like, drench a towel in wet. Let me, like, you know, make a towel wet, put it over my face so I don't die from smoke inhalation. Let me, you know, stay away from the smoke. And all that's too hot, I can't leave there. Just calm. It's calming yourself so you can find the right avenue to get the fuck out. And that was one thing that really stuck to me through this whole depressive episode. So yeah. So now I'm black. Fully formed. Whole. And new. Again. So that's where the fuck I've been at. Now, let's get on to today's topic, which is very short, very brief. It's been something I've been dealing with. Get out. I'm 29. I'll be 30 in a few months. And one word that I've been hearing since my late teens and all throughout my 20s, and what I'm tired of hearing, but it's my fault, I should just shut up, is you have a lot of potential. You know what's cute in your teenage years? Having potential. You know what's cute in your early 20s? Hell, even mid-20s? Having potential. You know what's not cute in your 30s? Having potential. That ain't cute. I ain't no ex-con who made some horrible decision at 18 and been in jail for 10 years. Now I'm out. Now I can finally do something with my life. No. I've been out here free. And letting my potential just dwindle down. You're so smart, or oh, you can really write, or boy, you need your old TV show. Yeah, you can get on, they can just show you and how you act, boy. Why you be so mad? Like, okay, we get it, but it's like, okay, yeah, that's cute. Having potential is cute, but there's past a certain point where it's like you need to actualize your potential, or then it's just like you go from having potential, all this potential. Then it dwindling down to you just missed your moment. Oh, he had a lot of potential. Right now I'm at the half stage, and I feel like I'm slowly or fastly approaching that had stage. And I want to actualize it before I reach that, oh, he had potential stage. So now I'm like, I've got an adult. I've got an adult even 10 times harder than I've ever adulted before. How do you do this? What do I do? What's the right move? What's the right step? What I want to do, there is no playbook. There is no right move. There is no right step. And I knew this early on. And like now I'm in a headspace to where like nothing is blocking me mentally. Like how I went through that whole story earlier about how, you know, when things block me mentally, I just shut down. There's nothing to shut me down now. So it's like, okay, so what's going to be that push? What's going to push you forward to actually actualize your potential? Because I'm telling you, it's almost as insulting as calling me, I don't know, Negro or something. You have a lot of potential. I beg your pardon, bitch. Don't wait. I'll snatch out all your frontals. All the teethuses. All of them. Don't say that shit to me. I'm tired of it. I remember, like, way back in 2017, one of the things I was telling one of my closest friends who's a good over 20 years older than me. I remember beginning of the year, I was telling him, I want this to be the most uncomfortable year I've ever had in my life. And he was like, why? And I was like, I just want to be really uncomfortable. He was like, why are you saying uncomfortable? And it's like to push yourself forward into doing something that you never thought you would be able to do or could do. To get to the next level, you're going to have to be uncomfortable. You can't keep doing the same things and then expecting something brand new to come out of it. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be in rooms that you may not want to be in. Or you may not feel comfortable being in. You want to be in that room. Hell, you might even want to head that room. But you're so uncomfortable and so shy that you're going to have to, at some point, just kind of push yourself out there. And that was my point. Like, 2017, I wanted it to be an extremely uncomfortable year. And it ended up being just that. I ended up doing something that I had been looking at 5 years prior, which was working on a cruise ship. So I actually, you know, went out on a limb and decided to try that, and it actually worked out for me. It stuck, and then I ended up flying. I never flew before. I had never been to northern states before, so I was flying the northern states. There, you kind of had to audition for the job because there was only limited spots. There was only one spot left. I got that spot. Actually, I think they only wanted, only two people for my little group, but then I was there, and they added me as extra, I think. They're like, which I'm glad they did. So I pushed myself, and it opened up my world so much. And then that translated over to the next year, and then I had a setback. Like, if these 2 years, like, I had a 2-year progression, and then I felt like I had a 6-year setback. And now I'm back on track. And now I'm saying to myself, I want my 30th year on this earth to be extremely uncomfortable. Not only do I want this year when I turn 30, not only do I want it to be extremely uncomfortable, in certain situations, I want to be the dumbest person in the room. I want to not know anything and be so, I'm going to be the dumbest person in the room, but be so excited to be there. That's one of my goals too. Like, because, you know, people say I have intelligence. I know I'm smart, whatever. It's not about having as much to do with it, you know. But it's not fun when you feel like you are the smartest person in the room. It's not fun. It's not. It's like you're leading the conversation. You're bringing attention to people's eyes. However, when it's a one-off, when you don't feel like it, when you feel like it's of equal wit, it's beautiful. It's amazing. You get shown things or taught things that you never thought about. You get shown different perspectives. So that's what I am really hoping to achieve going forward in 2021 as I turn 30, is that kind of like, wow, I want to be amazed. I don't want to be the smartest. I don't want to lead the conversation. I don't want to add new perspectives. I want to be oblivious and find out shit on my own and, you know, learn that way. So those are my two goals for when I turn 30 right now. Actualizing my potential in some form or some way, putting myself out there, being uncomfortable, and being the dumbest person in the room. It worked in 2017. I set that goal up for myself, and I actually did things that fell in line with me being uncomfortable, but it being like actually helpful, even though it was uncomfortable. And I kind of wanted to do that too, like push past my anxiety, all the negative thoughts, whatever I'm afraid of, because I'm like, what am I afraid of now? Why am I not doing it now? Well, the pandemic, that stopped a lot of people. So I can kind of use that as an excuse. But like after this year, a lot of people are vaccinated and things are starting to open up again. What am I going to say then? You know, I'm not going to let this potential get away from me. No, no, it's a runaway slave and I'm the slave master, Iggy Azalea. So what about you? What about things in your life that you've always heard and that you knew you could do, but you never really attempted it for whatever reason? Do you feel like you should put yourself in uncomfortable situations? Do you feel like that helps you grow? You know, I'm putting it on to you because I know my one listener with their one listening ear is going to chime back and say something, you know? So this was another brief, short episode of I Said When I Said. I'm officially black. You'll be getting more episodes from me. Hopefully, more structured episodes, but we'll see as this shit goes. Thank you for listening. Be kind, be well, be at peace with yourself. Okay. I'm out.